Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
All right, welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. We're just saying what you've been thinking. This is Courtney from L.A.
Hey, Court, and this is Mary from the Bay.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, thanks for joining us. So this week we will be talking Bachelor Episode 2. We'll talk a little bit about the Golden Globes and Vanderpump Rules / Summer House.
Ugh, bravo, bravo. You really nailed it this year. Really nailed it.
I'm pretty excited about Summer House. But Court, how was your day?
Well, it was a little touch and go. I'm not gonna lie to you. Driving to work today, thought I had an itch on my leg, but instead I set myself on fire with a frayed iPhone cord. So that was really exciting to put out a fire while driving to work. I'm not really sure. Maybe I should talk to Stassi, who was dressed like Steve Jobs last night, and see if she could talk to her people at Apple about fixing those cords.
Was it like a big fire? Like sparks?
No.
What are we talking about?
So I had plastic melted all over my sweater, and there was just, you know, a little spark. But luckily, we've all lived. We're here. ready to go.
I'm glad you're surviving the week.
Yeah. How was your week? I don't know if it can top mine so far. Did you do anything good this weekend?
Well, I've been in San Francisco Storm Watch 2017. I lost power on Friday night, which I didn't know what to do with myself because I couldn't watch.
No the technology.
The Menendez special. I was pissed. I caught up with it on Saturday and was disappointed. And then Sunday, I was literally in my PJs all day. My friend came over to watch the Globe, so I put on a new pair of PJs for her at 5 o'clock.
That's really nice of you. Staying fresh, yes. Staying clean.
Yes.
I went over to a friend's house for the Globes. So can you start talking about that? Yes.
Absolutely.
I can't decide. I kind of was underwhelmed this year. The fashion was too much for me. Mm-hmm. There was too much going on.
The plunging Vs.
The plunging Vs. And it was like the year of too much. You know, just stop with the sparkle. Stop with the cutout shoulders. Showing all that skin. I just always want them to be classic.
Yeah, I noticed. I thought there was a lot of updos. There was a lot of bearded men.
Oh, I mean, the men always look fantastic. Clearly, I was just talking about the girls.
You can't go wrong with a suit.
I mean, the Ryans.
There were some plaid suits.
Mm-hmm, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Who was wearing plaid? Cuba Gooding Jr. And then somebody else was wearing plaid. Was it Hugh Laurie?
I can't quite remember, but the fact that I saw two plaid suits on Sunday night was a gift.
What did you think about the opening? I kind of loved it, but I thought it was really interesting that it was so La La Land-centric.
Well, I mean, La La Land sweeped on
Luckily.
Sunday night. I loved that movie. I loved the ending.
That's the one part I hated. It actually made me like physically angry.
It was realistic.
No, we won't spoil it for those that haven't seen it. It's a good movie. I still think it was great. I loved the music. I thought it was great, but sometimes when people build it up too much, it's just I can't connect to it. And that happened to me then, but my friends all loved it. My friend sitting next to me was bawling after seeing it for the second time. Mm. So clearly huge fan there.
But I was happy. Ryan won and I loved his speech. I thought it was so sweet, but why won't he ever say Ava's name?
I like that he doesn't. I like that he tries to keep it private. I'm okay with it.
But then he called out his two daughters.
Well, you know, that's okay.
And then it was sweet. He dedicated it to the brother. I was endearing for sure.
Yeah, I agree. But did you also see that when he went to accept the award, did you see Ryan Reynolds and Andrew Garfield share a smooch?
I did.
That was that was something else. Okay.
It was a special moment.
What did you learn from the Globes? I mean,
Meryl was obviously the standout Lifetime Achievement Award. Her dress was terrible.
Like, Meryl, you are getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. She's
classic.
And she pulled an Erica Jane, I assume. She just, how many F's did she give? Tell me, Mary.
No.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Anna Kendrick's dress? Like, I don't know what was going on there. That was hideous.
The gray dress and her boobs were like cupped.
They were like chicken cutlets. It was really strange.
Terrible.
Also, I don't know if we even discussed this prior to, but the Stallone girls being Miss Golden Globes, has there ever been three people being Miss Golden Globes?
Well, I think they had to because they were like not the most fortunate looking girls. So they
one
had to like
one of them is
have...
gorgeous, but the younger, the
one
youngest
of them's
one
a...
is misfortunate, poor unfortunate soul.
One of them is a USC DG.
Oh, I know. She's in my sister's sorority.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rachel is friends with her.
Oh, hopefully they don't listen.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they get that alert that the new post has been up in there. Here they are listening. Also, I'm going to be honest. Okay, on the Globes, Leo appeared. I shed a tear. I'm obsessed with him. I was wondering if he was going to be there. He showed up. It was a shocker. It was like a surprise party for me.
Have you seen his his global warming documentary?
No, the one that he did with Adrian Grenier from Entourage. No, I have not yet. But I will. Okay. Also, I wanted to talk about Drew Barrymore when she was presenting. She looked great. I thought she was presenting with Josh Duhamel, and I was like, wow, he really aged really great. Then I realized it was Timothy Oliphant, and I was like, damn, he looks real good.
Wait, so I thought Drew looked great and really skinny. So I Googled her after the show, and it said, Drew Barrymore on the Santa Clarita diet. And I was like, oh, what's this new fad diet? Trying to research it. Oh, no. It's not a real diet. It's the name of her new TV show coming.
Wait, I thought it was a real diet, too. No. And then I saw a preview, or I saw, you know, like one of those teasers for it. And she's like eating people. And I'm like, this doesn't seem right. This just doesn't seem right.
I was ticked. I wanted to know the secret to her skinniness.
I know. I'm obsessed with her. I saw her at a farmer's market years ago, and my boyfriend at the time told me that I had to stop stalking her because I had gone to too many heirloom tomato vendors because I was just following her, and I was told I had to leave. So
you're like...
I wanted to know all about her. It was when she was pregnant. She was so adorable. I couldn't get enough of her, but I had to. I had to leave.
You're like, wait, but she touched this tomato. We have to buy it.
Yeah. I mean, it also could have been the potential restraining order that she might have been putting on me. But like, besides the fact.
Whatever. Okay, moving on. I loved Kristen Bell. I thought she looked like Barbie, total babe. She was wearing all black and
yeah, sparkles. And I love how real she was. She put on her Instagram story that she was wearing butt pads. I actually didn't really even see any photos that showed her butt, but I appreciated how real she was with us. And she just, you know, flaunted it. Like, who cares? I'm looking my best. I'm going to do what I can.
Fake it till you make it.
Yes, exactly. Also, didn't ever see The Night Manager. Didn't care about it. Apparently now I need to be watching it. Now I need to go ahead.
Wait. Yeah. I watched one episode last night because I needed to know what the buzz was. I got like a Homeland feel. I will continue watching.
Oh, okay. Well.
But I'm not into him. And I love Taylor, her music.
No.
I think he's gay.
You heard it here first. On that note, let's move on to our favorite show of 2017 so far.
Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
Episode 2.
Okay. So let me just start off by saying that I have this friend who has mentioned Nick's lisp time and time again, and I haven't heard it. And within the first couple minutes of tonight's show, I heard it, and now I can't unhear it. And now I have to try to convince myself that it's endearing. But you know what? It's really not right now, and I'm really trying hard to love it.
So I did not notice it, and I think you're mistaking a lisp.
No,
for a Midwest accent.
Mary, I wish you were right, but it's not. And I'm gonna appreciate it soon. I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna just own it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be into it. I'll get into
Maybe
it.
Maybe some of our followers can comment back lisp or Midwest accent. You decide this week, people.
Good one. Okay, so let's discuss the first group date, which was so ridiculous, of the bridal photo shoot. And what I would like to dub, as said by Corinne, it's my Nick veil.
No, this date. So I have these moments when I watch The Bachelor, and I call them the cringe-worthy moments, mm-hmm. where I literally am hiding under my blanket because I feel so uncomfortable for these women and I want to die. If I had to do this, I would have to take 5 tequila shots in the corner, and maybe I'd be like Corinne and take off my top in the pool.
I mean, well, first off, I think these girls were drunk. Oh, you kept seeing shots of the mimosas. Corinne was visibly drunk. And that poor girl, I believe it was Brittany, that had to wear the Adam and Eve costume. Like, that's your first real interaction with Nick, this guy who could potentially be your husband. Like, I would be mortified.
But I think they picked her because she had the best body.
She looked so hot.
Yeah.
And Corinne was so jealous.
I know. And then the photographer just like egging these people on.
He was everything. Franco, apparently, so I Googled it. He's actually like a really, really famous like photographer. Like he's overqualified to be shooting on The Bachelor.
Mm.
Like he's done pieces for Vogue, probably Vogue Italia, because you know he's possibly Italian. I'm not really sure what that accent was, and I don't think I need to know because everything was all about that mustache and that romper, that tropical romper.
He in the glasses. We never actually saw his eyes, I don't think.
Well, that's all part of the illusion of a famous photographer, probably.
I mean, he was like egging them on. Somebody needs a little spanking.
Oh, yeah. I also enjoyed that he got to pick the winner.
That was okay. Let's talk a little bit more about Corinne. She is Vicky Gumbelson. She's Dorinda. She's Kenya Moore. She's a potster. Any housewife, really. She loves to stir the pot, bragging about her first kiss. She's way too sexual. And I also thought that she reminded me of Nick when he was on Caitlyn's season, like using his sexiness, being super aggressive. Like remember him and Caitlyn had such a physical connection. And I think she's trying to use that to her advantage.
Oh yeah. I don't think he was definitely enjoying himself that whole time in the pool with her. That Janet Jackson moment where he's like, oh, I don't think I can. He's like, oh, wait, no, I definitely can.
He was honestly like taking deep breaths because I think he was containing a boner in the water. I'm not kidding.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. What would you do? But didn't you think it was weird that he was also like doing all this in front of all the other girls?
I felt so uncomfortable, but I guess they're just trying to ignite the jealousy factor for the girls.
I guess so, but it was like really strange. I don't know if I would want to be watching. And the best part was all the girls were applauding and they were like, oh, that's cute. Except for Corinne. They obviously hated that. But I'm like, no, that would be my man. I do not want that to be happening. And then she won the group date, the photographer picked her to win that whole date, which was the funniest part because all the girls were so pissed.
Yeah. I mean, that was terrible. But then what made it worse was that Nick gave her the rose on the group date.
I know. It's like rewarding bad behavior. She interrupted girls three different times to steal him away.
No, that has to be some type of a bachelor record where you interrupt three times on a group date.
You think that Olivia was bad during Ben's season, but it's like, no, Corinne is everything. I honestly hope we get a hometown date because when she said that her dad would be proud of her for winning that group date rose, I was like, please, please let us meet him.
I think we will. And her nanny.
Oh, man. I hope they have a spread of cut up cucumbers.
I think that that's going to be like, they're going to come into the hometowns and her mom's going to be on the couch with like cucumber slices on her eyes or something weird and be calling for the nanny.
Oh, dear God. Please make this happen, ABC. Okay, so then the best part was is before or after the date, and she's also like recapping this to, I think it was Lacey maybe, and she's like, when I was talking to him, he was like listening to me. Like, guys don't listen to me. And I just thought that, you know, she was so happy that she's still competing with 22 girls, and this is just like the most exciting relationship she's had. And it makes me a little sad for her.
But she also reminds me of someone that you know, like one of those narcissistic people that just talk about themselves and
someone we.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum, soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream, obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free. With Ouai, you can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Both know or just in general?
Like, I feel like I've met the girl before.
Oh, okay. I was like, who are we thinking of? Okay, and so then after he goes on a one-on-one date with Danielle. Danielle, yeah. M. And she seems really sweet. this date was kind of a bore. They went to Balboa Island, which was actually very reminiscent of growing up for me. They took a helicopter, got dropped off in a yacht. That is not reminiscent to me. But then they went to Balboa Island, and that was like, oh, okay, here's my childhood. And I just thought it was, she seems, again, super sweet, has a dead fiance, and the story is really sad, yes, but, you know.
The classic Bachelor contestant, they put in someone that's almost been married, but something horrible happens.
Yep. And, you know, then it makes him obviously want to give her a rose. And it just made me feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, there, I did not see spark chemistry. I also felt like he was very mellow on this date. I swear he's taking Xanax.
Well, he even did say on the yacht, he's like, I can finally like breathe. I feel like group dates are really stressful to him. This whole experience seems really stressful to him. I don't think he knows how to handle it. Maybe he's really self-conscious about that lisp.
It all comes back to the lisp.
Yeah, no, it really but, does.
I mean, I actually noticed on his second group date that he's uncomfortable. He's not like touchy feely with the girls in the. It was funny to see the, you know, photography one and then go into this horrible museum of.
Okay, that museum is like the weirdest, most sad, most strange thing that I have ever seen. I don't even understand. It's in LA. I contemplated actually going when it first opened. And then as I read more about it and people were leaving like artifacts, you know, and apparently just like Nick, he got to leave this $75,000 ring that he gave to Caitlin. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll just put in this glass case to be, you know, on display.
It's terrible.
But it's just like the weirdest thing. Like, I feel like maybe you go there if you're just on a downward spiral to depression. I don't know why anyone would choose to go there.
But you could really feel his awkwardness, like the way that he was standing in front of the girls and not like holding their hands to lead them in. And it was all because of Liz, the one night stand that wouldn't go away.
Every man's worst nightmare. I just like, don't understand it. She is such a buzzkill. Also, I felt like she thinks like she has like a one up against these girls because she's like, oh, I've seen him naked. And like, I feel like that is actually a detriment on this show. I don't think all the girls are, you know, I don't know why she thought that Kristen would be really excited to hear all these details of some guy that she's trying to also date. It's just the whole thing's really, really strange to me. And spoiler alert, I'm glad she left. I'm glad. He had to get rid of her.
I think she was having an emotional breakdown and she knew like he would not look her in the eyes. And
do you think like she thought she had a chance, but do you think that people with that big of a back tattoo become wives? Real question. Well, I mean, that is a mural on her back.
I did notice it. Wait, did you also notice when she was cutting up the veggies in the background, there was a girl passed out on the bench in back of her in the house?
Like drunkenly passed out or just like taking a nap?
Yes.
Oh, man, to be a fly on the wall it was on the weird. Days off. On the days off. That would be great.
And side note, she's also a doula. Like someone that helps people have babies.
Well, like that's like a hippie thing, right? Which she kind of seems like she's like a little bit of a hippie to me. And she's like, ooh, breathe in and out. Okay. Yeah. Like, I just feel like I don't like her. I don't like her. I'm glad she's gone.
Yeah. But then, he sent her home. He's over her. But now he has to admit to all the girls that he had sex with her.
Do you think you think he is going to say that? Did he say that in the previews for next week?
Oh, he's 100% going to say it because the one girl already knows.
True. I actually really like Kristen. I thought her reaction to the reveal was great, too. Play a say what?
She was also a great narrator.
Yes, I liked her. I thought that their conversation, you know, sometimes the girls have that they're not here for the right reasons conversation, or they're talking about some other girl. And I liked that her conversation was about Liz, and she was saying, I wanted to just have an open and honest communication with you. Like, let's build off of this. And I thought that was the right way to go about this. She's going to be in here for a while, I think.
Well, I look forward to next week. We're at a to be continued, and only Liz left. So we're down to 21 girls.
Oh, God, let's get rid of some more. Let's get into the nitty gritty.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to talk about one of my favorite guilty pleasures that also segued into literally the best reality show of 2017. Vanderpump Rules and Summer House.
Summer House is like classy Jersey Shore.
It is the definition of work hard, play hard, and they're all idiots. And I love them.
Yeah. Wait, so let's talk a little bit about how they introduced it. They introduced it the same way as Real Housewives of Beverly Hills introduced Sheena in with the cheating scandal, and then they segued into Vanderpump Rules. So there was a crossover, right? And that's what Vanderpump Rules is doing with Summer House. Right. So they start off, there's a girls trip, four girls.
It's Stassi's birthday. It's my birthday. Thank God she's back, because
always ruined.
Whose birthday was last year? Was it Ariana's that we just had as the main birthday? Like, everybody knows Stassi.
It was her 30th.
Yeah, but it's all about Stassi.
And she
birthday.
Was upset because her boyfriend was...
wanted to go play with bulldozers.
Vegas.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, but okay. This Montauk trip, before they met the Summer House, met up with the Summer House people, was the worst, most boring trip ever. Sheena is
no,
a wet
but
blanket.
I mean, I will say, I can't take a shot that will literally... give me the worst hangover if I have one.
It's like,
shot.
These girls don't know my workout regimen. I'm like, you didn't come to Montauk to work out. Either play or go home. No. She's the worst. Also,
and they also act like it's the most like classy, sophisticated place. They're like, wait, what is a
what's waspy?
What's
like, she's like, I think so it's bad. Like bougie. I'm like, oh my God, this is what Google's for. Sometimes you don't say these questions out loud. But Kristen is a gem this season.
Yeah, she's like, whatever for me.
Well, Katie is by far the worst. And Tequila Katie is even worse. Although I hope when she's watching these shows back and she's just like embarrassed, because watching her stuff cake in her face last night was like, now, have all of us been there at 3 a.m. and we're drunk binge eating? Sure. Am I doing it on camera? Absolutely not. She is a
Did I maybe come home on Thursday night and make an ice cream sundae for myself? Maybe.
Did you record it?
No, that's private.
And that is the difference between us and Vanderpump Rules. Although I guess maybe if I was getting paid like $10,000 an episode, I'll eat whatever.
But does she sleep with her boyfriend, Tom, or now husband?
They say it's a big joke on the show. Like, oh, ha ha, Katie's actually really sexual, but I don't see it. I don't get it. I think Tom is just like really scared of her.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird, because as they're in Montauk, he's in Sonoma for the other birthday party for Ariana, and he makes that phone call, and it's just like, he's like, oh, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. And she's like, what? And he's like, I mean, besides with you. It's just that whole thing is like really weird. Sometimes I think all these relationships are literally just for TV. Like, they stay together.
Yeah, but then they... Yeah.
I mean, Jax and Brittany, why are Jax and Brittany even together?
Okay. I think she is fantastic.
You like Brittany? I think.
Yeah.
I think it's really hard to say that she had no idea who Jax Taylor was before she met him. Because we all know who Jax Taylor is, which is a wet fart. He's literally a wet fart. He's disgusting. He grosses me out. I actually thought he was very attractive in season one. I like ran into him on the street one day after Vanderpump Rules and started airing, thinking it was cute. Then all of a sudden he finds the supplements and the steroids. And it is like, now he's getting moob jobs. He's just gross.
Yeah, I fear for his STDs as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, there's no amount of drugs that can cure anything that he's carrying.
No. And it's pretty amazing that Stassi dated him for so long. So she is going through a breakout. My favorite line by her this week was, when she's talking to guys, she was going to say, "So I'm into blowouts, spray tanning, my exercise is online shopping, and I like murder."
I mean, do I relate to that? Absolutely. However, if I'm telling people I like spray tanning, I'm pretty sure I'm going to make sure that my spray tan is on point. The turtleneck bathing suit was so horrible. One, her boobs are sagging. I thought she got a lift. Two, she's got like marks all over her body as if she put like a piece of tape and like ripped it off. The spray tan is horrible.
Okay. Wait, I liked the white bathing suit, the turtleneck bathing suit. Well, I liked it.
You know, someone has to buy something. So you and Stassi, you do it for fashion.
Kyle, who's on Summer House, he also really enjoyed the white swimsuit. Told her she looked like Steve Jobs and that he thought that they would both get along because they were both blondes.
Kyle is something else. Okay. So anyways, let's just go back to this trip. So they're in Montauk. They meet up with these Summer House people in order to introduce that show. There's these like Worst Kiss twins or something, which are a real life version of the Wayans Brothers White Chicks movie. If you don't believe me, just Google it. Everyone in this house actually seems very fun, and this show looks great. But so all the girls meet up with them for this clam bake. Again, like you said, they had to Google, and then we kind of go over to their house to meet all the players of the new episode. And it just was very interesting to see all the interactions. But Kyle is clearly the breakout star.
Yeah, he's a frat guy at 30.
He's the oldest millennial in Montauk, according to him. And I know that you haven't seen the full episode, but you are in for a treat. It is.
I look forward to it.
It is so amazing. It's going to be the best show of 2017. I'm telling you right now, if it doesn't win all the Emmys in September, the Academy is doing something wrong. Best editing by Bravo.
It was also funny to see the girls' reactions to these people because they had real jobs. I think Sheena says, like, yeah, I mean, they might get paid a lot of money, but like, I love to stay up late and sleep in and go out during the week. It's like, yeah, Sheena, everyone loves to do that.
Yeah, I would love to be paid to do that.
Also, don't want to be a server.
What, a server?
Yes. Wait, I'm also excited because they're getting a new uniform because those purple dresses are terrible.
I mean, whatever happened to the days of the handkerchief? Remember that one when they first started and it was like a bandana, that the dress that they wore was hideous.
Oh. Oh my God, like Bret Michaels. I secretly have a crush on him. It's not a secret anymore.
If they would bring back Rock of Love, I could talk about that for hours.
I loved that.
Don't threaten me with a good time, Mary. Don't threaten me with a good time. Well, Mary, I feel like we really covered a lot tonight.
We sure did. We can discuss Bachelor Episode 3 next week, more about Summer House. I'll be watching Khloe Kardashian's Revenge Body on Thursday evening.
Oh, is that a new season starting?
It's her new show about like weight loss. You know I'll be tuning in.
Oh, great. I'll be sitting there on my couch eating my diet cookies, crying into my into my hands watching Revenge Body 2017. We're here.
Khloe Kardashian is our thinspiration.
Yeah, I mean, if she can do it, seriously, any of us can, because I always just thought she was the monster Kardashian. Now she's one of the hottest.
Yeah, I'm going to be on that bandwagon. So I guess I'll see you next week.
All right. See you next week. Thanks, everybody, for judging with us this week. We'll see you soon.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. but we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.